Hey, what's up, people? What's going on? A lot's going on. Yes, a whole lot's going on. And, you know, I found something rather... well, there's a lot of things that we're going to talk about in this podcast. You know what I'm saying? And there's history about it. And, you know, sometimes they don't like when they open up their mouth, because when they open up their mouth, it gets me to thinking. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And, yeah. So, anyway. Yeah, so anyway, I was watching this program. This pro greasy, and they was talking about this woman. Bette Midler. Yeah, they were talking about her and her racial attack on the first lady. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I said to myself, things that make you go, huh? You know what I mean? Yeah, things that make you go, huh? So let me tell you something about the first lady. First lady is a classy woman. You know what I'm saying? Classy, very intelligent, you know what I'm saying? Elegant woman. Okay? And this is what people like Bette Midler hate. Yeah. They hate the fact that they can't call a classy, elegant, sophisticated, intelligent woman like the first lady a friend, because the people like the first lady don't want to be friends with women like Bette Midler. You know what I'm saying? So even if she was to offer her friendship, the first lady would probably refuse it, because Bette Midler is one of them terrible white women. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She's like the female version of like a Chuck Schumer. You know what I'm saying? Race baiting Democrat. And she showed her colors, you know. She showed her true colors. Well, actually, no. She always show her true colors. But then they just scare people into not saying anything about it, because, you know what I mean? If they say anything about her, they won't make another movie, and they probably won't make, you know what I mean? Yeah, they really put the clamps down on, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what I tell you. The Democratic Party is like, they're like communists trying to pretend like, you know what I'm saying? They're the people's party. They're not. They're the people's persecution party. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They're the people's obstruction party. They're the people's freedom limiting party. You know what I'm saying? And they like to do it all with a smile on their face while race baiting against black folks. You see, Bette Midler, she's a classic racist. You know what I mean? Yeah. She's a classic racist, because she's the type of racist where, okay, you see what she did to the first lady? Boom. Tried to attack the first lady based on her accent. You know what I'm saying? Because the first lady is, the first lady to the president that she don't like. You know what I'm saying? And what she did was she did a classic race maneuver. Oh, you know what I'm saying? She did a classic race maneuver where she attacked the first lady, you know, about her accent, hoping to deflect from the articulate elegance and how artful and eloquent the first lady's speech was. Oh, I forgot compassion. So much compassion. Oh, the speech was oozing with compassion for the American people. You know what I'm saying? And Beth Midler, who pretends to be what the first lady is, oh, is just jealous. And people like Beth Midler been jealous all their life. You know what I'm saying? Despite what they might have. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because they feel like they don't have the eloquence as the first lady. So they'll criticize her for it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. To try to what? Bring the first lady down to their, I don't even know what to describe it as. Gutter trash ways. Yeah, for real. Disguised as, you know what I mean? Yeah. So when she see the first lady in all her eloquence and magnificence, you know what I mean? And her beauty, espousing her feelings and her emotions, you know what I mean? In such an articulate way, it angers people like Bette Midler. So she throws, so, you know, the first lady's a white woman like her, but you see Bette Midler is a different type of white woman. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, she's a different type of white woman. And she's the type of white folks who've been engaging in racism towards black folks for generations and promoting racism towards black folks for generations from the crowd of white people, hoping to manipulate black people into thinking it's all white people. You know what I'm saying? Like, so let me try to parallel Bette Midler's behavior, you know what I'm saying, to similar type of white folks' behavior from the past that generated a certain feeling. You know what I mean? So Bette Midler's behavior, she's a type of white person where she'll scream nigger from a crowd of white people. And, you know, when the black folks turn around, they just see white people. You know what I'm saying? But then she'll probably throw something from the crowd. You know what I mean? Might not be the feeling of, the only people that feels like her is the people that's with her, that's in the crowd, which is probably 3-4 people out of a crowd of, like, let's say 20 or 30. You know what I'm saying? But if those 3 or 4 can throw, or if they can throw stuff from the crowd and create the animosity towards the crowd, then that's what they do. And that's what she was hoping, where she would throw, she would race bait, you know what I'm saying? Well, in her case, it's ethnic bait. It's still racism anyway. She will race bait, you know what I'm saying, with an insulting joke, hoping to get some sort of steam going where people would try to would jump on her bandwagon. But all she got was backlash. Yeah, they pretty much burned her bandwagon. Yeah, they burned her bandwagon. Yeah, she had a bandwagon going, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, hoping that people was gonna jump on that shit. They freaking burned that shit. Now she apologizing. You know what I mean? Yeah, you apologizing for what? You should apologize. You just stayed in your bitter, fucked up ways. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because you don't really mean your apology. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Your bitterness is something that's enshrined in you, and you're a Democrat. Yeah, you're a Democrat. Now, that's the same bitter racism and manipulative way the Democratic Party have been engaging with black folks for decades. You know what I'm saying? Where, black folks been Republicans. You know what I'm saying? Republicans gave black folks the right to vote and Reconstruction and, you know what I'm saying? All this stuff like that. And the Democrats manipulated black folks into voting for them. First, they delayed. Here's what they did. It's very, it's funny. It's not funny. It's funny, but it's not funny. They pretty much, after Lincoln gave black folks the right to vote, Lincoln got assassinated. Then the Democrat Johnson came in and reversed everything, which delayed black folks for 100 years. I told y'all that already. You know what I'm saying? Now, in the course of that 100 years, those same Democrats engage in manipulative racism towards black folks into herding over to the Democratic Party by engaging in the same sort of racism that Bette Midler is doing right now. You know what I'm saying? Where they would do things from a crowd of white people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's eventually, because it's the same shit. Like, okay, you see what they're doing right now with all these protests and going up in diners and demanding people. You see, it's the same thing they did back in the in those days to force other white people to join in with the racism, or else. You know what I mean? Yeah, same similar pattern. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because now it's different, because they're doing it under the auspices of pretending that they ride in with the, with black folks, and but they're not. What they're trying to do is they're trying to make shit look bad for black folks with their own protests. They're undermining black folks' protests at the same time pretending to be down with black folks. You know what I'm saying? And engaging in behavior where the protest stems from black folks, which they know would create a negative attitude towards black folks from white folks. You know what I'm saying? Despite their visible presence. They understand the nature of their manipulation, That's why they engage in it. You know what I'm saying? And they did the same thing back in the days where, you know what I'm saying, when they start the racism against black folks, they force other people to engage in it as well. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, you can't force somebody to engage in racism. It's either you feel that way or you don't. Because look at Susan B. Anthony, all the abolitionists. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But some people aren't that strong, especially in those times. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, it's very interesting how Bette Midler is playing the same game, that the same race game that the Democrats always played from way back in the days, undermining black folks. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And they use everybody else. It's like they use other ethnic groups against black folks, and then tell black folks that the other groups are inspired by Republicans and Republican ideas. You know, and you know, which confused the shit out of black folks. Yeah, it politically confuses the shit out of black folks. You know what I'm saying? And they run that confusion for 3.5 years. And then they, while black folks is in a state of, it's sort of like a euphoric confusion. You know what I'm saying? First it's confusion with trauma. And then they turn it into euphoric confusion as election time starts to roll around and coerce black folks into kumbayaing with everybody, only to repeat the same shit over and over again. You know what I'm saying? And they race bait the narrative against black folks using the same methods of Bette Midler. You know what I'm saying? By trying to create this bandwagon sort of, you know, race narrative, you know what I'm saying, against the person that they don't like. It's, you know, it's complicated, but it's not that complicated if you think about it. You know what I mean? And they confuse people to shit so they don't think about it. You know what I mean? Because if too much people think about it, then people are going to start to understand certain behaviors, and then they could apply those same thoughts to stuff that happened in their own life, where they can now pick apart what really happened. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's crazy. Shit is real. But, you know, at the end of the day, the Democratic Party and people in the Democratic Party, white folks in the Democratic Party, it seems like they engage in the same sort of racism against black folks that they do. It seems like they engage in the same sort of racism against white folks like they do in black folks. Yeah, like for real, for real. But since there's been such a separation, you know what I'm saying? It could never really be looked at it like that. One never really applies any sort of perspective thinking to that sort of, you know, it could be characterized as convoluted reality, because it's like, really? And you know what I mean? It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's like, but if you really look at it, it's the same shit. You know, I say, you know, from what I've seen in New York City, you know what I mean, is that, you know, the white Democrats engage in the racism against everybody that they do against black folks. They just do it in a more harsher way towards black folks. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, pretty much. And economics is used to, you know, promote that attitude and behavior. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, that's what's up. So that's my thing. That's my summary of, that's my summary of, you know, Bette Midler's actions, and you know, the roots of it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's ideological Democrat behavior that has roots, and you know, it's a sort of trained behavior. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know what I mean? You know, this is all about drawing the parallels. You know what I'm saying? Of Jim Crow style behavior. You know what I mean? Because that's what it was. That's Jim Crow style behavior against the First Lady. You know what I mean? Yeah, real talk. And I've studied Jim Crow and behavior. And yeah, it's the same shit You know what I mean? It's called bandwagon racism. You know what I mean? Yeah. Where they try to create a bandwagon of racists. You know what I mean? So which will then, you know, influence the masses. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's weird and complicated. But it's not really weird and complicated. You just gotta think about it. Anyway, it's the Realness About Things podcast. We continue to show some love, speak some truth, hopefully make some power moves out there, provide perspective. So subscribe, donate. You want to donate, cash at me. Use my email, clarkebrkly@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? Because the haters don't want me providing this perspective. And because of that, they be fighting me down. Yo, let me tell you something, man. New York City is a town of manipulators and conspirators. And when they don't like you, they come, they use that system against you. Like, for real, for real. Everybody down with it. Straight up. Everybody down with it. It's just like the president. Everybody was down with that shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, but now it's starting to be revealed that everybody was down with it. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, yo. That's how you complete a conspiracy until something happens, and you know what I'm saying? Everybody got to be down with it. But you know what? It's never good because it's a conspiracy, and it's always God always says, you know what? Let's end this conspiracy right now. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because they conspired against God too, you know. Yeah. That's why God let them bubble themselves up real good in it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then he says, all right, let's end it right now. Let's give the right perspective to the right people. And let's make them act right as they supposed to. So, you know what I mean? Yeah. Cash at me. Because, yo. Yeah. Use my email. Like I said, clarkebrkly@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? And tell a friend. And, stay smooth out there. Maintain resilience. And don't stop being kind, because kindness is wellness, and we all trying to be well out here. You know what I mean? Yeah, shit is real. Cool.